This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You guys, Beachbody On Demand is my number one go-to thing for working out because it is the easy-to-use streaming service that gives you instant access to truly hundreds of workouts you can do from the comfort of your own home. They have everything. They have P90X, they have Insanity, they have 21 Day Fix, T25, Brazil Butt Lift, Hip Hop Abs, 3-Week Yoga Treat. I mean, I could go on. They also have the best trainers in the world. They have celebrity super trainers, you know, like Sean T and Chalene Johnson and Tony Horton and Autumn Calabrese.
Love her.
Okay. Yeah. Lo loves them.
Yeah.
Love. They have just the best workouts. And they have so many different kinds. So it doesn't matter what your fitness level is, there is something for you. If your goal is to get in shape, lose weight, just feel good, move around, P90X, well, that's a workout that I love. But Beachbody On Demand is the best place for you. And guess what? All my lady lovers out there get to try it for absolutely free, okay? Join the P90X workout with me, which is, by the way, so crazy and so hard, and I really just want you to try it with me and tell me how you like it because I've been doing it, and I think it's getting me in shape. So go to your phone, text 303030, and text LADYLOVIN. It's all one word, no spaces, to start your free trial membership. That is the word LADYLOVIN, all one word, to 303030 for your free membership trial.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
And welcome to LADYLOVIN.
Yes.
Sup, squad. Actually, I feel like squad is something that is that
not people said anymore.
That people don't want to do anymore because it is like exclusionary.
I don't know. I feel like squad is chill. You can have an
open door policy on the squad.
Yeah.
My squad consists of all of my Twitter followers, my Instagram followers, you guys.
It's not a it's not an exclusive squad. You can join the squad whenever you want.
Yeah.
Remember when T-Swift had that exclusive squad?
Oh, do I ever. I do.
Well, I think a lot of people see squad photos on Instagram and then feel left out.
Totally.
Yeah, FOMO.
Like they want to be a part of it, but it's also
FOMO on the squad.
It's interesting. It's in like the girl power, the girl positive, and then people are like, but I feel left out.
Yeah, but yeah. Like anything can make you feel left out.
Exactly.
You know, it's
I
like
agree.
You don't even need to call it a squad and shit can make me feel left out. Like sometimes I'm on the internet and I feel left out of things that are like so stupid.
The internet in general makes me feel left out.
Yeah, the internet is exclusionary.
Yeah.
It's just, the internet's a hard place. It's a hard
you
place
guys,
to navigate.
You guys, I wanted to say
yes.
That we got a lovely email this week.
We've got a
Don't
bunch.
Don't we get lots of lovely emails?
That's true. We've got a lot of lovely emails, but we got a lovely email from a listener this week.
And what does it say?
She said that, I'll read it to you actually. She said, a few years ago, you guys said something that really struck with me and I tried it out. You said to be upfront on dates and don't shy away from what you actually want to Don't shy away from what you actually want just to impress guys, i.e. go on a date and say you're not looking for a relationship if you are. Well, in September 2016, I used that tactic when on a first date, was super upfront that I was looking for a relationship and didn't dance around the question like I usually do. This man became my boyfriend, and this past weekend he proposed. She says she's so excited about everything, but she wanted to let us know that being true to myself was the ultimate gift as I get to marry my best friend. Thank you so much for all your wisdom and overall loveliness. You guys rock, and you're my lady lovins this week.
Oh, that's so sweet. I love a success story. She really took the low. She really took, that's like some real OG low advice.
She did.
To say exactly what you want in a relationship and to not be scared of it when you say what you want. So low, I kind of feel like
you're her lady lovin.
This is your, yeah. You're her lady lovin. I kind of feel like you're the one that gave her that. That's your advice.
This is a really nice email, you guys.
It's paying off.
It was.
I'm really happy for this person. Her name is Kate. I'm just going to say.
Happy yay, Kate. Kate, send us pics of, like, what's popping with the ring. What's the jewelry like? Are we not
doing
jewelry?
What's the wedding hashtag?
Like, when is the wedding? Do you want seat fillers? I love a wedding abroad.
Yeah, are we going to be invited?
Yeah, like, holler at...
is really the real question.
You girls. And other exciting Lady Lovin' news. I was in Mexico City... the weekend before I was there Memorial Day weekend, and a Lady Lovin' fan came up to me in Frida Kahlo's house. That's how amazing is that?
Wow.
She stopped me in my little tracks, and she was there, and
cool,
she was so, yeah, it was so sweet. Just, you know, international lady lovers.
That's so, were you so caught off guard?
Well, she was really funny. We were like,
was she a local?
No, she was just like there visiting with traveler. her.
Mexico City is the hot spot.
It's a really wonderful place. Oh, also, thank you to another Lady Lovin' listener who grew up in Mexico City who is DMing me about Mexico City.
Giving you all the local places to go?
Yeah, she was just like, let me know if you need anything. It was really sweet.
Were you there for a friend's birthday?
I was there with Ian and Kenzie and Abe, and it was so great. It was Ian's birthday, and we just had such a nice time. We, like, walked all over the place, ate a bunch of really good food, saw a bunch of great art. It was just, like, a lovely time. It's really interesting, like, vacationing in other cities, you know, because mm-hmm. it's not like you're going to, like, a beach destination to right. – or, like, a even, like, a cold weather –
Like a mountain.
A mountain situation. It's like you're just plopping yourself in another city, but it was so nice. It's just like, I just think traveling is just such a great gift of being alive.
Lo, what did you do this weekend?
I hung out with my parents.
How are they?
They're good.
That's great.
That's fun. Did you play bocce ball?
We went to the beach. We hung out.
So nice. I'm going to make it a goal to go to the beach more living in California.
Yeah, you know, to be honest, I don't go to the beach a lot up in L.A.
Yeah.
But I go when I see my parents.
Yeah.
I go down on the
beach. It's a very long beach in L.A.
Did I tell you the story about when I did? We talked about this on this show. We've been doing the show for 3 years now, and I feel like I've talked about everything.
I know. When that girl's email was like 2016, I was like, oh, my God, that's going to be 2 years in September.
I know, but it's like we have, like, you know, we have success stories. This is exciting. We also got another...
Like those fitness apps where we have before and after photos.
Exactly. You guys...
Now we have mental...
Now we have testimonials.
We have testimonials. I mean,
we have mental before and after.
We also got a testimonial, like, positive news from a girl who wrote us an email about last week's episode... where this is the girl whose ex was living with his ex. Remember that?
Oh yeah.
Question.
Yes.
She was like, she writes, I was so excited to hear my question read on the most recent podcast. Yes, one was the really long one about the guy living with his ex. Haha. I just wanted to say I really appreciate the advice. After writing all that out to you guys, it actually made me realize how crazy it all sounded. And no matter what I tried to rationalize about it, it's not worth being mixed up in all of that. So she did end it with him. And, you know, more success stories.
Oh, my God. Our second testimonial of
this
the day.
This is what we like. We love testimonials. Also, a lot of emails from men coming through being like, there was one that a guy wrote to us that made me, you know, that made me almost cry about his girlfriend that he loves so much.
That's so nice.
I know.
Oh, yeah. That was a sweet one. And then we also did get a follow-up, which I'm not unable to find, about the girl who was working on the weed farm. And she bought the sex swing.
She got it.
Yes. And she said that she got it and she didn't even know what to do with it. And I wish I could find this episode. But she was super fun in her response.
That's
and I can't
great.
Find it. So unfortunately.
Well, you can do it. You can get a lot of like tutorial videos online for sex swing tips.
Well, she was like, I after I bought it, I was like, what do I do with this? But she did say that they live in bunk beds. Oh, my God. I wish I could find this
shit.
For you guys.
Damn.
I'll
bunk
find
bed
it
sex
another time.
Is hard because you, like, hit your head and there's, like, not room. I mean, I had bunk bed sex, like, in college.
Maybe just, like, once in college for
oh,
me.
Oh, I
this
found
is
it,
not
you guys.
A frequent thing.
For
for me.
What is it?
I found it. She's clarifying some things up. So for our listeners that don't know, we had a girl write us in who lives in a weed farm with her boyfriend. They work all the time, and she wanted to know, you know, how to keep it spicy, how to continue having a great sex life because they were kind of slowing down, okay? So she clarified with saying that she lives in a double cabin with bunk beds. Her man lives on one side with a roommate, and she lives on the other side with a roommate. So they basically, she says, we barely have a space where they're not allowed around. She said, we've snuck to the garden once and hooked up in the greenhouse. And that was the wildest thing that they've done. So I think Greta had, or Lo, I forget which one of you, it definitely wasn't me. But one of you said that she should schedule sex. And so she did say that she is scheduling sex because that's kind of the only thing that she can do. That would make sense. If you're living in a room with your boyfriend and other people, you have to schedule because there's other people involved.
I'm just wondering they could request to become bunk mates.
Well, no, they live in the same room, four of them.
It's all four of them in one room.
It's all four of them in one room.
Oh.
So I'm confused on where she's planning on hanging the sex swing. I don't know where she's hanging the sex swing if that's that little space they have in this place.
It kind of sounds like they were all on the weed farm and then they decided to be boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like maybe they met there.
I just have a question, like logistically. Do you guys sleep in the same bed? Like, do you guys snuggle at night?
Doesn't sound like it.
In a bunk bed?
It sounds like the boys probably are on that side of the room and the girls are on this side of the room.
I don't know, but I mean, like, Jilly, when was the last time you slept in, like, a twin extra long with someone? College.
Twin extra long? Yeah, definitely freshman year of college.
Here's my question. Why do they make those college beds extra longs?
I don't know.
Because you have to. That's like, because there's no space. And I think that they are like, what if you're tall?
I know, like what if you're tall? But like, if you're really tall, your feet are still hanging off that bed.
But like, I think also it can be like a couch, not just a bed.
I have no idea. I never really even noticed that those beds were extra long.
Yeah, dorm rooms are the worst.
You had to get those special sheets. You had to get the twin XL sheets.
I remember I visited my brother.
Realized.
Yeah, it's weird.
What? I visited my brother at NYU, and he lived with five guys in a dorm room.
Oh, God.
Six 18-year-old boys in a dorm room.
That's
disgusting.
Sick.
Yeah. I was like, this really place is nasty. It was
gross.
Literally like there was like a bed lining each edge of the wall, and it was just like, I don't even understand how they did it,
Jilly,
to be honest.
Do you remember when that NYU basketball player hit you up on the street?
Oh, yeah.
Hilarious.
You could
and
have,
I almost went out
you
with
could
him.
Have
like,
boned
were we by
in
like
a twin
Washington Square Park
yeah.
or something?
You guys,
I think he was 19 or 20.
You guys could have boned in a twin XL then.
I do have a predicament.
What?
As they call it. So this guy has been hitting me up on Instagram a lot. And he doesn't live here. And he keeps on being like wanting to take me out.
Okay.
And then I keep ignoring. I've ignored ever since January.
All right, we talked about this.
I know. And
we
I never said anything.
You didn't respond?
No, because I feel like weird being like, I have a boyfriend.
Why do you feel weird saying that? Just be like, hey, this is so nice. Like, I'm actually seeing someone. Sorry.
You think I should just say I'm seeing someone?
Yes, dude. You're being way more of a dickhole by
not responding.
Okay,
I'm going to do it right now. I'm going to say hi, ! I'm actually
seeing someone. Like, hi, exclamation point. Sorry it's taken me 6 months to write back. I'm actually seeing someone. Very sweet of you to ask, to want to take me out. Hope you have a great life.
Send it right now. Maybe he'll respond during recording.
Yeah, maybe he will respond during recording.
You guys, I'm going to do it.
Did you respond?
Sorry, it's okay. I like it.
You know, like when those stupid things when someone's like, oh, can I have a glass of water? And the girl's like, I have a boyfriend.
Yes.
That's like kind of what I feel like I'm doing right now.
Why? He bet he's asked you out specifically.
I know, because I'm confused. I'm confused by this situation. Now I'm turning red.
Don't be confused. Just be like, I'm seeing someone. You know, you got to be upfront with this shit.
Yeah. I have someone
I'm seeing someone.
To.
Hope you enjoy your happy hour.
Wait, Lo has someone that she has to respond to too.
Oh my God, should we all do it live? Respond. We'll all be like denying men live on this podcast.
Well, hold on. Jilly, yours has been
FaceTiming you on my phone.
Also, yours has been like 6 months coming, so...
I just have been deleting the message every time he sends it, hoping he would get the point, and he just hasn't got it.
People, you know, when people make up their mind on something, they are relentless. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if this guy still was like, okay, cool, let me know if you want to go out if anything ever changes.
Although I wouldn't want to go out with this guy. He sucks. He ended up DMing me and asking me out. This is a guy, Greta, that you know.
I know.
This guy and I matched on a dating app. And we never went out, and you know him. And then I got, like, posted on Fuck Jerry's Instagram, and then he DM'd me and started asking me out a bunch.
The power of silence is overwhelming.
Wait, will you text me who it is?
Yeah, girl.
That is
secrets. Lady Love and
so
secrets.
So weird.
I know.
You know, no one's ever asked me out over the internet. Yeah. Also, can I just say that I got my... Oh, my God. I didn't even talk to you guys about this. I got my...
That's not true. You've gone on dating apps... And gotten asked out?
No, no, no. I'm saying like through like DM.
Oh.
Like no
like
one's
sliding
like,
into your DM?
Oh.
It does feel like someone's entering my home. It feels like someone's like in my private space. Like this space that I've built and they're like asking me out. I'm not interested. I get asked out a lot on Facebook, which is very uncomfortable.
So did you send the message?
Yeah, I said hi.
Okay, cool. I can't wait for this.
I'm not.
Yeah,
seeing
now that I know who you're talking about, just send that message because
I did.
He is
I said, hi.
Relentless.
I'm not seeing I said I'm actually seeing someone, but hope you enjoy New York.
Nice, lovely person.
That's nice.
But for nice person, but just like not for you, you know?
Obviously.
Wait,
I'm obsessed with the person that I'm dating, so.
That's great. Do you want to talk about it?
I don't really have much to say.
Other than
nothing
you're
new.
Obsessed?
Yeah.
Are you guys BFGF a fish?
I mean, I told him that I call him my boyfriend.
And what did he say?
He just said, really? You do?
And then what did you say?
I said, yeah.
And that was the end of it.
Yeah, that was it.
That's cute. Okay. I love that.
I guess.
I love that. I did get my first unsolicited dick pic the other day.
What?
Yeah, it was so random. I like woke up in the morning to like all of these texts from this number that I had never seen. And it was a huge dick. And Abe was like, who is that? And I was like, I have no idea.
Did you ask whose it was?
No, I didn't.
Maybe it was like a wrong number.
I don't know.
Were they like, hey,
that's
Greta,
pretty aggressive to be sending wrong number dick pics.
It was like,
accident.
It was like, I think the message was like, do you still want to meet up later or something? And then it was like a huge dick. Like the dick was
that's so
huge.
Weird.
It was so, and it was like,
can you respond and just say,
I deleted it.
Gonna be a
no
for
me,
dog.
I know I should. But like, I was just so.
No, send the Simon Cowell meme of it.
But
it's gonna be a no for me, dog.
You guys, I got it too early.
Or no, was that Randy or Simon?
Randy.
That was Randy.
Greta said that on the show the other week, and that has been my go to for like 2 weeks now.
It's the best saying. I mean, also,
I'm saying it constantly.
Imagine being in that American Idol audition and having Randy say that to you in real life. Like, how upset would you be? You've just gone there and like bared your soul
you
on
like
national television.
12 hours.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you guys.
You like slept
more.
In like a lobby for a day. And then you had Randy be like, that's a no for me, dog. I'd be like, holy shit. What, Jilly?
We got a response.
What did he say?
He goes, that's great. I was kidding about the date part. It would just be great to meet ya.
Oh, that's such a lie.
Be like, cool joke.
I'm going to say, that's going to be a no from me, dog.
just don't. Now don't respond. You gave
the
courtesy of like responding.
I didn't even want to go out with this guy anyway. I just wanted him to stop messaging me.
He just got his fucking ego destroyed with that little message you sent him. And that's what dudes do. They always are. They're like, oh, like, I didn't mean to date. And they're always like,
men
oh,
are the worst.
I don't mean, like, I want to, like, date you right away.
But like, then what did you mean?
Like,
you know?
Oh,
also,
wanna,
like,
have a friendly
I haven't
breakfast?
Responded. I haven't responded to 7 of his last messages. So I thought that was, like, me being, like, not interested. So the only way I could get him to stop was to say no. And then he goes, I don't even want to go out with you.
It sounds like he's just so wack. It sounds like he's just crazy. Yeah, just ignore.
Yeah, that's weird.
Anyone that sends 7 messages that doesn't get a response is a little cuckoo upstairs.
But also to just be like, I don't want to go out with you. It's like, cool, I can eat meals with my other friends. Like, then what did you want to do with me?
I just wanted to meet you. Well, what are we going to meet
for? For what reason?
For what?
Yeah. We have no business that would be the same. I think I'm not just like picking up random dude friends online.
I think a general rule of thumb for women and men, when you have gone out with somebody or even if they're a stranger, you can send 3 unreturned messages, but then that's it.
3.
Just 3. 3 is the max.
I only do 1.
No. I mean, like, if you, like, really like somebody, you want to see them again or whatever, you can send 3 messages that don't get responses, but, like, 3 is the max.
Yeah. After 3, you look kind of cuckoo.
Right. 3 is the max. So, all listeners, if you're sending crazy unsolicited messages or messages that aren't being returned, limit it to 3.
I know. It's true.
That should be our rule of thumb.
Wait, you guys, I'm kind of upset that I got that dick pic sent at such an unideal hour because it was so aggressive and so clear. Like, the picture was so clear, you know?
Was it a big?
It was a big penis? Wiener. Yeah.
The thing is when you get those moving forward, we should respond back to everything during the podcast.
Well, the thing is, I just shouldn't have deleted it. I just deleted it because I was like, ah, you know, I got it.
I would have
like,
deleted
ew.
It.
Ew. I was like,
well, how does your boyfriend feel if you didn't delete it? Like, I would feel like shit. If my boyfriend got an unsolicited naked photo and like didn't delete it, I would be like,
I don't know. It's kind of funny. Like, it's sort of funny. It's not like I'm like fucking funny. Going home and like masturbating to a picture of some anonymous wiener. You know?
That's true. Does any girl just, like, get off to wieners?
I don't know. Like, I don't love dick pics. I think they're funny. I don't think they're, like, particularly hot. Like,
yeah, I've never received.
Staring at a dick doesn't make me, when I, like, stare at a dick, I love how guys think that when girls stare at dicks, they're like, oh, I can't wait for that thing to be rock hard for me to suck on it later. Like, no. Never in my life. Whenever I see a picture of your, like, hard dick that you've sent me, I'm like, where are you? Like, what are you doing right now?
You're like, oh, I'm just driving.
But you know what you have to do? You have to save it to your phone library to see when the picture was actually taken.
Correct.
Because if you're sending me a dick from 2015, I want to see a 2018 dick.
Look, I don't mind if it's within the year. If it's out of the year, that's weird. But if it's, you know, a good picture that you took of your body 3 months ago and you send it to a guy, I think that's fine.
Yeah, no, I think that's fine too. I just like people that have dick pics on deck, which a lot of people do, which I'm not hating on. I just think it's funny. Like,
I also would like, before you send a photo like that, screenshot it and then send the screenshot so there's no timestamp.
Girl, you don't think that we know all of these little tricks?
Maybe our listeners
of the trade?
Don't. Maybe our listeners don't.
I just think, yeah, I don't know. Dick pics don't do it for me, honestly. I'm all about that face. Give me your face.
I think like there's like a sexy towel photo that a man could take.
Yeah, totally. Like that.
Like a selfie.
I like
a steamy shower.
I like a gym pic.
Oh yeah, a gym pic is hot. A gym pic is hot. I need more context. I can't just see dick. I need to see more than the dick.
Yeah.
You want to know where the brain is behind it, Greta? We know.
I'm just a personality girl. What can I say?
You are.
Yeah. I want to see the whole package. I want to see the kind of shoes you're wearing. Like, I don't
want shoes
just
are very important.
A penis in my
you guys
inbox.
And your shoes.
I mean, we've talked about it before, but it's one of the most telling things about a man is his footwear.
They're hugely important. I have a question.
I hate sandals.
What's your question?
I hate men in sandals.
Fair.
That's my only
Same.
Thing.
Me too. It's sick.
Same.
I saw so Not many sexy. Men in sandals at the airport. I was like, what are you doing? You guys are all sick.
It's when I moved Gross. To New York that I really changed my opinion about men in sandals.
If you're living in a beach town, like if you're living in a beach community, and I'm talking your ass is at the beach every day, early in the morning, you're a salty water dog boy, like, and then you pop on a
slipper. You can wear some rainbows,
yeah,
whatever.
Exactly.
But, like,
then you
any
pop
other
on
human,
a flipper. No. I call
no.
them.
Agree.
I just flipper. Call them a flipper.
Yeah. You got to be Kelly Slater to wear sandals.
Yeah, Kelly Slater can also get it. Woo!
You would like a picture from Kelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would take an unsolicited dick pic from Kelsey.
Maybe it was Kelly's him.
Later. Wait, this is like a very fun story.
Maybe it was
Lo,
him.
Lo, who would you take an unsolicited dick pic from?
Probably like a football player. Probably.
I feel like this has happened.
No specific person? Yeah, no specific person?
I'm trying to remember his name.
A celeb?
He plays for.
Is he super hot?
Yeah, he plays for a team in Texas. And, oh, God, what's his name? I have to Google it. Can I borrow your phone? Yeah. Come back to me because I'm just having.
Greta, who would you like one from?
I just said Kelly Slater.
Kelly Slater is a great option.
Or Tiger. I was about to say Tiger Woods, but I don't think that's a very good. I'd only want to get a picture of Tiger
Woods.
Well, I'd only want to get a picture of his dick because Abe loves Tiger so much.
So it'd be for Abe.
That it would be for Abe. But there are leaked photos of Tiger's dick online somewhere.
I would like a dick pic. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say it's very romantic that Greta's using her one dick pic and actually getting it for her boyfriend. So romantic. Okay, Lo.
Okay, I would like to solicit a photograph from J.J. Watt.
Oh, J.J. Watt. I would like to see what's going on with J.J. Watt.
Yeah. Oh, what about
Julian Edelman? Does anyone of our listeners know him?
What about T.J. Watt,
he plays
his brother?
For the Houston Texans. If he wants to send me a photograph of his penis, that would be okay with me.
Yeah, if anybody knows J.J.
Oh, my God.
T.J. Watt plays for the Steelers, his little brother.
I don't know that person.
I know nothing about sports.
Jilly, who do you want an unsolicited dick pic from?
Honestly, I have no idea. But I guess I would just go with another football player.
You Julian would want a dick Edelman. Pic from a football player? Julian Edelman.
Julian Edelman. Edelman. We can make that happen.
We can find Edelman's dickaroo somewhere.
Totally.
Like, I don't really. You're just putting me on the spot, so I said his name.
I just
Yeah,
like,
but he's actually someone, like, in our universe that we could totally make
But
that
do
happen.
You guys
Actually,
get...
I only want one from the guy that I'm dating.
You remember when he almost murdered me and Lauren in the elevator?
Yes.
No, that was him?
Yes, dog.
You know he's part Jewish.
Yes, Edelman.
It was
which
him.
Which is pretty cool because Actually, he's a sports player and he's Jewish, which is very rare.
Yeah, and some.
So I'd like to support him.
That was one of the worst days of my life.
You told that story on the show.
I didn't know that he was the one that you got stuck in the elevator with.
We're not going to tell this story.
Okay.
We're going to shut it down right here.
Here's my quick question. I have two questions. One question is, do either of you get turned on by dick pics? Simple yes or no answer will work.
I think, like, in the moment, like, I could be into it. But if it's just, like, a random photograph that shows up on my phone, then I'm like,
Okay, Jilly.
From the person I'm dating, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'd like a dick pic from the person I'm dating. But, yeah,
it's like a boyfriend moment. Yeah, for sure. Send away.
Okay, agreed. And number two, Lo, you had a question.
Oh, so I have someone that I have to respond to.
Let's do it live. Live responses.
Well, I think this person is pretty nice, so I don't really want to necessarily do it live. But so I went out with this person a couple times, and like our first two dates, we went out to dinners and we were set up. And so it was like, you know, formal dates, you know what I mean? Not casual, like real dates.
Right.
And then the third time we hung out in a more casual setting. And it was sort of like, okay, we're going to like vibe in real life. And I felt like sort of overwhelmed by it. And I just like I don't really feel like ready to like go out with this person again or like take like the next step forward. And he's like a little older and he like told me a bunch that he like really like liked me and all of these things. And it made me a little uncomfortable, to be honest. And so, you know, I was like sort of responsive for like the next day or so. And then I kind of fell off and, you know, he like wants to know what's up. And like it got to the point where he sent me a message yesterday that was like, hey, like when we hung out the last time, I like took an edible because I was super stressed about work. I obviously did something to like make you uncomfortable. Like, please tell me what it is. And like the text messages just keep getting a little more like fanatical. And yeah. I don't really know how to handle it. Because, like, I get the sense from him that he, like, really liked me. He literally told me 20 times when we hung out, I like you so much. I like you so much. And, like, it made me really uncomfortable. I just, like, I'm, like, not ready for this. We've hung out 3 times. And so I don't know.
A great excuse.
I don't know how to handle the situation.
I
think he just made that up about the edible.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a funny excuse, though. Because if someone was like, I ate an edible, you really can't judge them. Because if I ate edible, I'd be fucking crazy.
But if I had an edible, you better believe I'm not going out on a third date with someone I actually like. It didn't get like space off like that.
It didn't seem like he had eaten an edible. He seemed pretty normal.
If I were you, I would just be like, hey,
it's gonna be a no for me, dog.
Yeah, it's gonna be a no for me, dog. No, you should say, hey, man. Man, use his name. Be like, hey,
hey, dog.
Hey, hey, dog. Hey, yo, dog.
Hey, dog.
Just be like, I had a really nice time hanging out with you. I hate it when it's like, I'm really not in a place to pursue a relationship because, like, that's not true.
She
you know
is.
What I mean? You are.
Don't lie.
I know. I think that you should just be like,
just
look,
be like,
I had a nice
we're
time.
Not the right match.
Yeah.
It was cool.
My fallback is like, I'm not over my ex. Even though, like, I'm totally ready to date somebody else. My fallback excuse is I'm just not over my ex.
Don't put that out in the universe because then that becomes a truth.
I also, like, what if you date his
friend?
So
that's like a bad,
you know what I mean?
The wrong thing to say.
Yeah. That's lying.
I think that you should say to him, hey, I had a really nice time hanging out with you. I actually don't think that we're, like, that great of a match, but... like, you're really great. Have a great life.
God, Greta, you're so nice and smart. Okay.
Yeah, I would do that.
That's all you have to say, you know?
Okay, yeah.
It's better to know that, like, than to have someone be like, just not right now, because then they're going to be like, okay, well, in a month, like, maybe then you'll be ready. And then you're going to be dealing with that bullshit again.
And then he's going to tell everyone that you're not over your ex, and then no one else is going to set you up. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, whatever we put out into the universe, like, whatever we say... is action, in my mind, is what I'm trying to change now. Like, I don't want to say things, like, by saying negative things or by saying things that we do this, you know, then they become truths in a way. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because to him, you saying that becomes a truth and it kind of actualizes that. And that's not true for you. So you just don't want to say that because that's just not true for you.
You're right. Okay.
And let's take a commercial break at this point.
Yes.
Okay.
You guys know what I love more than anything, and that is travel, because traveling is just the best thing you can do for yourself. And I love tripping.com because it lets me find the perfect home for my vacation. Tripping.com is one search that lets you compare every single home from the world's top vacation rental sites in one place to find the best deal on your perfect vacation rental. Vacation rentals are also just the best. You have more privacy, more space for everyone under one roof, more choices. You can get fully stocked kitchens, extra bedrooms, even hot tubs, all the comforts of home, and then some more while you're on vacation. I mean, nothing is better. Best of all, at tripping.com, you can join the millions of travelers who find more savings with rates up to 80% less than traditional hotel rooms. So if you're planning a spring break or you want to go swimming in Lake Tahoe, just go to tripping.com. Tripping.com has everything. Want a cabin in the Smoky Mountains? Tripping.com. So this year, save time, save money. Just book the vacation home of your dreams with tripping.com/lovin, L-O-V-I-N. That's tripping.com, tripping.com/lovin for your perfect vacation rental. tripping.com/lovin. I was just in Mexico City a few weekends ago, and I could not have gotten there without my Away bag. You guys know we love Away. It is the best luggage company on the planet. Away uses high-quality materials while offering you a much lower price compared to other brands by cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you. I mean, I cannot begin to tell you how much I love my Away bag. It's so durable. I've taken it everywhere with me. I have the carry-on size. It fits perfectly in the overhead compartment. I love it so much. I've never had a single problem with it. They also have 4 360-degree spinner wheels, so I can truly just navigate that thing all over the place. You can sprint with it. You can sit on it. You can do everything with it. It's made with premium German polycarbonate, unrivaled in strength and impact resistant. The interior features a patent-pending compression system, helpful for overpackers like moi. And there are, like I said, the 360-degree spinner wheels that I love. Also, the TSA-approved combination lock, so no one can steal your stuff, which is very important. Also, they offer a bunch of different sizes. So you can get a carry-on size, you can get a size even smaller than that, you can get a size bigger than that, and most of all, the carry-on size bags are able to charge your cell phone and tablets and e-readers and anything else that's powered by a USB cord, which is incredible. So there's also a lifetime warranty. So if anything breaks, they'll fix it and replace it for you for life. There's a 100-day trial also, so live with it. See if you like it. And if you don't like it, send it back. But you know what? You're going to love it because I love it. I have the navy one. It's great. It's chic. It's perfect. It's just the best. So for our lady lovers, you get $20 off of a suitcase by visiting awaytravel.com/lovin, L-O-V-I-N, and use the promo code lovin, L-O-V-I-N. The whole code is lowercase. Otherwise, it won't work. So $20 off a suitcase. Amazing. Awaytravel.com/lovin, L-O-V-I-N, using the promo code lovin, L-O-V-I-N, all lowercase. You are going to love it. And we are back and so excited to answer your questions. I would like to insert segment music for question time.
I can make the music.
Really?
Yeah.
How? GarageBand? La, 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 oh, okay. La, 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 la. It's okay, question time.
I think
time.
She was thinking of a
no, I like, I mean, if Lo yeah, wants like to do that la, each la, la. Time.
Okay. I knew right, what she was it. Requesting.
No, Lo can do that each time.
Let's do
so
it.
So let's try it. Lo, you're going to hit me with like a soft beat, and I'm going to come in with a sultry voice saying, it's question time. Okay, ready? One, two, okay. Three. Okay. Beatbox also works. Beatboxing is hot.
Okay, let me go back to
okay,
the first
one. Okay, let's try
one
it one more
doing.
Time. Okay.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's question time. Yes. This is good segment transition music. Okay. Oh, and it should maybe play through the question. We can we'll make a recording of Lo singing. Okay. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Subject line is, I've only ever faked it. Now what? So, I've only ever faked it during sex. I can count on one hand how many times the guy has made me come orally or clitorally. Literally, she says.
Literally, clitorally.
I'm able to make myself.
That's the new show called.
It is. I'm able to make myself come, but I've never been able to give a guy enough instruction to make me come during sex. The times it has happened were intense and like someone sprinkled unicorn dust or MDMA on my vagina. I'm not in a committed relationship, but now I'm ready to take control of my orgasm and quit faking it. How do I go about this when all I know how to do is clench my level muscles? I think she means her pelvic muscles. And moan.
I don't think that being on drugs is going to help anybody have orgasms. I only mean that because she said sprinkling of MDMA.
she said
I know, I know. She's saying it metaphorically. Yeah. But, like, my number one tip is it's really hard to come if you're fucked up.
I mean,
on
yeah.
drugs or alcohol. Just saying.
Even if you have more than... I feel like I have issues if I am drunk.
Oh, God. My old ass can't get there if I have two glasses of wine. Seriously. It
takes me a long
time. Did you just say
time.
My old ass?
Yes.
You're only 31.
It doesn't matter.
It takes a while. You know,
things have changed.
Our brains are our most powerful sex organ, people.
Yeah. You know, I wonder if it's because, like, for me, it's been difficult a couple times when I've been under the influence. Mm-hmm. And so now I've just convinced myself that it's impossible. And maybe that's why it's hard for me. Huh.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't think that, like, for
just
me,
like when you
being...
tell yourself a story about it and it becomes truth, just
yeah,
like you said. I'm
exactly.
like, oh, if I'm drunk, I can't do that.
It's power of the mind, baby.
Right.
Here's the deal. I think that to come during sex is hard for everyone.
I agree.
But I think that you shouldn't fake it because then, you know, I had a joke about this. I hate talking about my jokes, but...
I love your jokes.
Thank you. But it's like... you need to stop faking orgasms because, like, you know, if you didn't study for the test, you shouldn't pass. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's, like, the way that it is in my mind. I'm like, I'm not going to give you the reward of my orgasm for bad work, mm-hmm. basically, is the essence of the thought behind that.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you shouldn't fake an orgasm because these dudes are going to be like, oh, I'm the fucking man. I just made her come. Yeah. When in reality, they didn't, and they need to work harder and be better.
It's really about, like, finding confidence in not having an orgasm and, like, what that leads you to do about it, right?
I agree.
Right? Mm-hmm. It's about being confident enough to, like, have the right conversations, yeah. be open about what you want. You know what I mean? Like, and I find generally, I was listening to another podcast. Maybe it was Guys We Fucked or something. And they were talking about, you know, like, how women can ask for what they want or, you know, something like that. Because guys often ask for what they want. They're really direct about it. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think that most people are turned on by that. And so I don't know why women have been conditioned to not ask for what they want specifically.
Because we've been bred in this, like, patriarchal society that wants us to be submissive ourselves.
Sorry, I didn't mean why.
I know,
but I mean, but how can we, like, break free of those chains?
By just
silence.
I also feel like you have to have a partner that you're comfortable with. I feel like a lot of times people date people that they don't feel comfortable even having these conversations with, or they're afraid of how they're going to react. So I feel like that plays a huge part in it, because, like, a lot of guys are dicks, and a lot of guys, if you say something like that to them, they'll say something, like, really jerky back, and you have to be ready for that.
Okay, but
so
also
I think it's also that.
But also there are a lot of guys who are good too. You know, I think
both.
That, like,
it goes both ways. And but it is a tricky situation. It is a tricky conversation to have.
I think that this girl is coming from a place where she, like, doesn't. I don't think she's scared of having the conversation. I think she's, like, also just wondering, like.
Well, she says that she's not in a relationship and now she's, like, sort of, like, ready.
Right.
Kind of thing. I think if you're having casual sex, as a woman, it can just be hard to get there with strange people.
Yeah.
Also, anyone that I'm having casual sex with, I've never, not that I really have had a lot of casual sex, but I never felt comfortable having, like, those types of conversations. You know what I mean? That's only with someone that I, like, feel like I'm dating. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I also think, too, like, when you do find someone that you're comfortable with, like, it's a lot of it is a head game. Coming is a total head game,
yeah,
I think.
It really is.
It's, like, all mental. And, like, if you go home and, like, masturbate some more and really figure out your body and, like, what feels good to you and what gets you off, I think then it will be easier to, which you say you make yourself come. So I think it's easier for you to communicate to your partner the more you know what makes you come. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also just think coming during sex is really hard. Like, we spoke about this last week. I've never come from just sex. Like, it needs to be other stimulation.
I also find, too, that, like, if you're not getting there quickly enough, or you think you're not, then that can be really make it much more difficult, because then you're like, oh my god, it's not happening, kind of a thing, which can be tough. I sort of, not saying that I do this all the time, but sometimes, you know how Beyonce has her alter ego, Sasha Fierce?
Mm-hmm.
I think that sometimes, like, more people could adopt that sort of mindset, like, when they're being physical with somebody else.
Yeah.
Of, like, you know what? Like, I'm fucking awesome, and I am sexual, and I'm open, and whatever.
I agree.
You know what I mean? And, like, even if you're, like, nervous in real life, you can sort of, like, adopt this persona or, like, this, like, you know,
vixen persona.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Like, a Finsta.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Except you're not trolling anyone. Aren't Finstas
no.
just for trolling?
No, they're for posing appropriate, inappropriate, or, like, crazy photos of yourself, or just, like, being different.
Got it.
Cool.
Okay, Jilly, what's the next question?
Well, my question is actually speaking of alter egos.
Oh.
Advice for a lady with a drunk alter ego.
Oh. What does that mean?
One of those. I'll tell you.
Okay.
We've all had one of those mornings where we wake up and are anxious about what we did the night before. I feel like I've had too many of those. Mostly because when I get drunk, I've been acting totally out of character with who I believe myself to be. I tend to get very flirtatious with men I'm not actually interested in. This gets me into a lot of hot waters. Twice in the past year, I've done this with guys my roommates were interested in. And additionally, as of a few months ago, I've been seeing someone. I'm crazy about my new guy, and although nothing has ever actually happened with these other dudes, I don't want to put myself in this situation again. I've made the decision to seriously cut back on the booze and not go out and binge drink the way I used to, which is super hard as a 26-year-old living in NYC. I'm trying to take action to better myself and ensure this doesn't happen again, but my roommates are still very frosty towards me. What can I do to make it better with them? I think definitely cutting back on the alcohol is a good thing.
Yeah.
Especially if you don't like the person you are when you're drinking or the next morning you're like, fuck, that's like not a fun way to live.
Kind of sounds like maybe you burn these bridges, dog.
I don't think the bridges are burned. I think that this is the kind of thing where it's just going to be like behavior based, you know? So just like if you're doing the right thing, like, you know, sometimes alcohol is a very powerful spirit. And sometimes it, you know, alcohol likes to, it's a spirit that possesses you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, yeah, cutting back a little bit on the drinking, maybe sort of like taking a breather, seeing what's up. I went through a phase where when I would get, I actually went through a phase in high school where when I would be stoned and someone would wake me up, I would become a full-on monster, like a crazy person. And then I was like, I probably should not smoke pot. So then I just like kind of stopped a little. I don't know. I think that like- it depends on what's going on in your life too. Like I really believe also that like all of these actions that you're feeling are probably like rooted in other things that are happening in your life as well. So
my question is too, is why do you feel like you need, it sort of feels like maybe are you competitive with these friends? Like, do you feel like you need to have the attention? Do you feel like, you know, when you're out that do you get jealous of like your friends getting more attention than you? Like kind of what is the root of this? I would kind of try to figure that out because a lot of times when we're drunk, things that we're already feeling like come out a lot more when we're drinking. Like obviously, you know, when you're drunk, you say more things that you wouldn't say when you're sober, but you've been thinking them. So there's something there that I would maybe try to think about. Like, why is it that you feel like you need that attention? Or why do you like, you know, is it something to do with your girlfriends or is it something with male attention? Or like, what's the reason for that?
Yeah, I agree. I think that there are all a bunch of stuff that's like underneath layers. But I think that the best thing for you to do right now is to do exactly what you're doing, which is like cut back on the drinking, you know, apologize, which I'm sure you've already done. And like, we all go through this. Life is weird. We all do weird things sometimes, especially when we're fucked up. Because, I don't know, we just get crazy sometimes.
I would just like to clarify what I said earlier in terms of like, oh, like, it sounds like you burned these bridges. I would be more curious to know, like, how long you've known your roommates for and your friends for. Because, like, not that I'm saying that, like, you've done this, but, like, if you don't have that, like, tight a relationship with somebody that's, like, that meaningful or significant and, like, you kind of, like, do stuff when you're, like, fucked up or whatever. Like, a lot of people don't really have a lot of, like, time or, like, tolerance for that.
Yeah.
And so not saying that you should, like, move out or move on from these friendships or whatever, but I would just, like, try to, like, quantify how important they are to you really, separate from, like, drinking or, like, whatever, because I don't know.
I agree.
Sorry, my train of thought's like a little.
No, I get what you're saying. I think like it depends on the context. Like if you've known these people for a really long time, that you're really good friends. Like honestly, they should be understanding. Like have a conversation right, yeah. with you about it.
That's
and talk
to
you about
to
it. If you haven't known these people for like that long, you're not particularly close with them. Like, you know, apologize and do your part. But if they can't get over it, then ultimately that's their loss. You know.
Yeah. And like figure out your own shit and like move forward with your own life. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
Exactly. Like, and like the best thing that you can do is just try and improve upon yourself as much as you can. And that's it. You know, like we can only control ourselves. We cannot control what other people think of us, what other people are doing. We can only try every day to like be the best versions of ourselves. And that's all that you can do. And that's all that you have control over.
Yeah. I have something totally random to say.
What?
So when I PMS now every month.
Uh-huh.
I try to do, like, a communication moratorium with, like, people, like, I am like having issues with for like 5 days around my the start of my period.
That's smart.
Wait, you talk to them before you're having your period or after?
I've set like a moratorium on like communicating with people that I like am having like issues with or want to talk to or like dudes I'm chasing or whatever for like 5 days before my period because my hormones are so wild that it causes me to do crazy stuff.
Yeah.
This new thing they've been doing is if I'm angry about something, I'm letting it sit for 24 hours before I make any actions.
That's good.
Because I think that I can react quickly. And then in 24 hours, maybe I'm less heated about it. So I can approach it from not as emotional of a place.
Yeah.
I'm doing a new thing where I'm trying to find joy in everything I do.
Hmm. Look at that. The way that sentence sounded. Get it, Greta.
That sounds joyful.
Wait, you guys, I have one more thing I want to say till it's time for our Lady Lovin'. And the one more thing I want to say is, you know, not very on brand for Lady Lovin', but Eminem and Nicki Minaj are dating.
No, I thought that was denied.
No, that's real.
Really?
Just saying.
Whoa.
So there's love everywhere.
Love is everywhere. You can find love anywhere.
You guys, I have an amazing Lady Lovin' this week.
Wait, who is it?
My Lady Lovin' is Michelle Wolf.
Go, Michelle.
Oh, yeah. She has a new Netflix show.
Just launched. I watched the first episode. It's very good.
Was it funny?
She's very funny. I really enjoyed it.
Do you think it's going to be a hit?
I do.
Good for her.
I think it'll get renewed.
Cool. Two of my friends write for her show.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. She's great. Yay, Michelle.
Yay, Michelle. Everyone watch Michelle Wolf's show on Netflix. Maybe one day she could be our guest.
Totally. We can make that happen.
Let's ask her.
All right. Well, you guys, enjoy your weeks. Enjoy the summer. I mean, summer is beginning, you know?
It is.
And
if Memorial Day was any sort of representation, though, it better be more fun for me. I'll tell you that much.
We'll get there.
Well, we better.
We'll get there, guys. All right. You guys,
right.
Thanks
Thank
for tuning
you guys.
In.
Bye.
Bye. See you next time.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.